We talked about the Sanhedrin Agadah, Esfali Shiva Mishmi Zikne Yisrael, all the Ramazim that the Ramban brings in Parshas Baloischa. The Ramban sends you to what he wrote in Parshas Mishpatim, which sends you to what the Ramban wrote in Parshas Shoiftim. But the topic, the noisei, was the Sanhedrin Agadah. Today, for the second shir, I think it's kedai to talk a little bit about the Sanhedrin Ketana. So, we're learning Masechta Sanhedrin. When you think of the Sanhedrin, you think of the Sanhedrin HaGadol that sat in the Lishkas HaGozes, that was made up of 71 members. Now that we learned the Mishnah and the first two Dafin in Sanhedrin, we know there's a Shittas Rabbi Yehuda that holds not 71, but the number is really 70. The Ramban, who says there was a 72nd member, and that's Kutcha Berichu. But what we also saw is that there's really another Sanhedrin. So there are two dinim in Sanhedrin. There was the greatest Sanhedrin, and then there was the smaller Sanhedrin. The Sanhedrin Gedoyla was taken made up of 71 members. The Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 members. Now, in yesterday's raid, we mentioned the Raya Mehemna, Parshas Vayikra, that says that when the Yidden were in the Midbar, the Sanhedrin Ketana was also made up of 70 members. And those are the Shivimish that I mentioned in Parshas Mishpatim, not to be confused, that intermingled with the Shivimish, the Shivim Skeinim that I mentioned in Parshas Baha'loischa, the Av Bezin of the Bezin HaGod was Moshe, the Av Bezin of the Sanhedrin Ketana is Aharon, that's for Shiva Shaiftaich Kibarishoina, Yalkit Shemoini is Moshe, the Aharon that the Goyim brings in the Siddur. But the bottom line is, that was what was when the Yidden were in the Midbar. But L'dayros, it's the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Sanhedrin G'doy L'hoysa Shel Shivim Ve'echot V'ktano Shel Esrim V'shloisha. So I saw a beautiful Ha'ara, a Davar Chadosh, in the Megadim Chadoshim in Parsha Shlach. But it just requires a little bit of an introduction. And that is as follows. So the Mishnah said, Minayin l'ktana shishal esrim v'shloisha. What is the makar? That the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 members. So it's a little bit of a long-winded makar. Shenemar, it says, v'shaftu ha'eda, v'hitzilu ha'eda. This is mentioned in the parasha of the Reitzeach, in the end of parasha's Masse. V'shaftu ha'eda, the eda is going to say guilty, v'hitzilu an eda, and the eda is going to say innocent. Eda shayfetes, v'eda matzeles, harei kan esrim, which tells me right out of the gate that this Sanhedrin Ketana had to be made up of at least 20 Dayan. How do you know that? It's based on the fact that an Eda is made up of 10 people. Says the Mishnah, how do I know an Eda is made up of 10 people? Shenema, the Pasuk says, Admosai le'eda ha'razois, referring to the Meraglim, and we know how many of the Meraglim were Ra, 10. Because Yatsi Yeshua v'Kalev, there were 12 Meraglim, but two of them with Grace Tzadikim Yeshua v'Kalev, which leaves you with, okay, so now I know 20. I mean, I love Yoy Shloisha, how do I know another three? Because as much as it says, Loisi Achir Rabim L'Rois, I know from Achir Rabim L'Hatois, that if there are two more Dayanim saying guilty than saying innocent, the halach is, it ends up being guilty. And I need Lintos Achir Rabim L'Hatois, we have a better appreciation for this from today's daf. The ability to have two dayanim that are saying guilty over the vihitzilu ha'eda chevra that are saying innocent. So I know 10 saying guilty, 10 saying innocent. The only way you'll ever have roiv lira is if I have another two. So I know 22. And like the Mishnah says, ve'im bez and shokel, you can't have an even number. We saw in today's daf, when it comes to dina and nefashis, everybody holds ve'im bez and shokel. No. So we end up with a third, which means you're going to end up with 23 dayanim. Tosfos in Masechta Sota, Daf Lamed Dalet Amud Aleph, quotes a Yerushalmi in the seventh parak of Masechta Sota that brings a machloikis between Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, how many miraglim there really were. So if you ask Kid in Cheder, how many miraglim were there? 12. Read the Psukim in the beginning of Parashat Shlach. Everyone knows that every Shevet was represented by one of the Meraglim. Stating that, in Yerushalmi, it's a Machloikis. Just to read one excerpt. Ksiv, it says, ish echad, lemate avoysov tishlachu. Al daite de Rabbi Shmuel, according to Rabbi Shmuel, du amar l'shoynois kfulenhein. The ish echad is just poetry. It's just like a double lashon. Oh, but really, shnei masar hayu. You want to know how many raglim there were? For every single shevet, there was one. Al daite de Rabbi Akiva, but according to Rabbi Akiva, Dahu Amar Lushoinois Ribuyin Heim. Not Lushoinois Kfulin Heim, but rather Lushoinois Ribuyin Heim. Esrim Varbahay. You want to know how many Dayanim there were? How many Miraglim there were? There weren't 12 Miraglim, but there were really 24. In other words, the Pasuk says, ish echad, lemate avoisof tishlacho. So as much as, yeah, each shevet has one, but ish echad sounds like maybe it's really two. It's a machloikis. According to Rabbi Yishmael, these are l'shoinois kfulin. It's just like flowery language, but really each shevet only was represented by one miragle. According to Rabbi Akiva, no. The reason it says ish echad is to be marba, to teach me that each shevet wasn't represented by one mirago, but each shevet was represented by two mirago. So Tosfos in Soita Lamed Aleph quotes this to Yerushalmi. Reb Kiveger in Gilyon HaShas, on this part of Tosfos, where he quotes the Yerushalmi, he says, I am b'mishnah, reish Sanhedrin, uminayin le'edo v'chuvu. He sends you to Sanhedrin, da peis Lamed Aleph. Vos vilt Reb Kiveger, l'chayra. Reb Kiveger means to ask a kasha. Reb Kiveger means to ask that it's mevur in the Mishnah. Now, what's the makar that the Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 members? V'shoftu ha'edah. Plus another two, can't have an even number. That's how you end up with 23. But it's based on the fact that an Eda is how many? 10. How do you know an Eda is a 10? Ad Masai le Eda Razois, Yotsu Yeshua Vakali. Frank Reb Kiveger, Hamnicha, according to Rabbi Yishmael, who holds how many Miraglim were there? One per Shevet. Ish Echad is Lashim Kfulin. So if that's the case, there were 12 Miraglim. Minus Yeshua Vakali is 10. Eda and Eda, oh, that's how you end up with 23. But according to Rabbi Akiva, how many Miraglim were there? 24. And if that's the case, Yotzi Yeshua V'Kalev means there were 22 bad Miraglim. Sad Masai Le'edo Aroz noise is 22. So based on that methodology, how many Dayanim should you have to have? It should be 22 plus 22 plus 2 plus 1. 47 Dayanim. That's what should come out. Zok Reb Kiveger, Ayin Sanhedrin, not Beis Amidal. Learn the Mishnah. Right? Sometimes Reb Kiveger sends you to like a Chuvis Maramel Shaker. No, it's very simple. Ayin, the first Mishnah Mesechta Sanhedrin, and Luchura Vos Reb Kiveger, Main Tzefregin, is how's the number 23 going to reconcile? How's it going to play itself out? According to Rabbi Yekiv, just to bring out the Kasha a little bit faster, and that is the Gemara. In Masechtas Megillah, Daf Chof Gimel Amud Beis says, what's the Mekar, Minani Mili, to this idea that Ein Dover Shebe Kedusha, Pachas Me'asar, right? You know, you can't say Kedusha, you can't say Kaddish, Tefillah B'Tzibur, Kriyas HaTayr. Dover Shebe Kedusha requires 10 Yidin. Says the Gemara, how do you know this? Om Reb Chiba Rab, Om Akra. The Om Akra, the Pasuk says, V'nektashti B'soich B'nei Yisrael. And we learn from there, V'nektashti is Kedusha, and it has to be B'soich B'nei Yisrael. Kol Dover Shebe Kedusha. Says, my mashma, where do you see that? It doesn't say anything about 10. So the Gemara says, the Tani Reb Chiya. As your toichta, ksivach, it says over here, v'nektashe b'seich b'nei Yisrael. V'ksiv hasam, and it says, by that das koirach, he bodlu mitoich ha'eda. Okay, so it still doesn't say anything about 10. And va'as your eda, and we learn eda from that das koirach, to the miraglim. V'ksiv hasam, it says, by the miraglim ad masai le'eda ha'ro azois. And there we know what was that Masai Le'edah Ra'azois. How many bad Miraglim were there? 10. So Afkan Asar. So too when it says he bodlu mitoich ha'edah by dadas koirach, it also means 10. And here it says toich. So it says toich regarding 10. So too when it says v'nektashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael ein dovesh ha'bektusha pachas me'asar. So it's a little bit of a convoluted drush, and it's like a triple Xeira Shava, but the bottom line is that's the rule. Ain't Dovashav Bachs Measar. Ain't Dovashav Ketusha, I'm sorry, Pachs Measar. This is something that everybody in the world knows. And what's the Makar to this Indian? It traces itself back to the fact that there were 10 members of the Miraglim that were the Eda Hara Hazois. And it's for that reason. If they're Eda, and it says Toich Eda, and here it says Toich, that's how you know this din of Ein Dovash HaBekedusha, Pachos Me'asar. The Yerushalmi, in Masechtas Brachos, this is in Perek Shloisha She'achlu, it's Perek Zayin Halacha Gimel, also discusses, what's the Makar that Ein Dovash HaBekedusha, Pachos Me'asar? And the Yerushalmi brings the Makar that the Gemara brings here in Megillah Chaf Gimel Amud Beis. By the way, it's also Gemara in Brachas Chaf Aleph Amud Beis. This is a well-known Gemara. And then the Gemara brings the second Joshua. Omer Rav Simon. Rav Simon said, Nemar Toich, it says, V'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. V'nemar lahalon Toich. And it says Toich in Parshas Miketz. Dover b'itay matoy. It says, V'yovoyu b'nei Yisrael, referring to the 10 sons of Yisrael, Yaakov Avinu, Lishbar bar b'toich habot, to go get food. There was a hunger. And Yaakov Avinu sent his 10 sons. Why 10? He didn't send Yosef, because Yosef had been sold, and he didn't sell Binyamin, because he didn't want to send Binyamin. So he sends his 10 sons to buy food from Yosef HaTzadik. And it says the word over there, toich. B'toich habot. Ma toich ha'amr lahalon asara. Just like the toich over there is 10. Afkan asara. So to hear it's 10. So in the Bavli, we have one mekar. There's one source to ein davish ha'bekdusha pachas me'asara. In Yerushalmi, we have two sources. Zogin da'alu g'day li'achroinim. Why did the Yerushalmi need this Rab Simon? Why do we need a second source? It's because it's the Yerushalmi l'shitasai. Because in the world of the Yerushalmi, there's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva, what admosai le'edo ha'ra'a zois was. Was it 10 or was it really 22? Shitas Rabbi Akiva. So hot peinach, if Eda means 10, also then it's very gishmak. If it's 10, so you see from Eda, toich, triple Xerishava, the Nikdashi Vesach Bnei Yisrael also means 10. But if you're going to tell me that it's 22, so you have no Makar to Asar, that's why you have to have Rav Simon. So as it relates to this halacha that's learned out from Admasa Le'eda Ara Zois, this idea of Ein Dovash HaVikdusha Pachas Me'asara, we see the Yerushalmi, Bavorn Shitas Rabbi Akiva, who holds that really the Eda Haro was 22 members and came up with another drasha. So if that's the case, coming back to Rabbi Kiveger's Hagah, which L'chayre is a Kasha, and that is, how's it possible that the Mishnah and Sanhedrin and what's the Makar? We have a Mishnah. It's not a Gemara Bavli Yerushalmi. This is a Mishnah. Where the Mishnah says, what's the Makar that Sanhedrin Ketana was made up of 23 members? It's partially based on the Shafto Eda Vetzilo Eda, Eda being 10. L'chari, that's all good according to Rabbi Yishmael, according to Rabbi Kiva. By Davash HaVikdusha, there's two Makaras. Here we don't have a second Makar. And if that's the case, what then is the Makar, according to Rabbi Akiva, that a Sanhedrin Ketana has to be made up of 23 members? So, Rav David Yoel Weiss, Kedarki Bakoidesh, he says, Veli Nira, maybe Lule de Mistafina, that Rabbi Akiva held that the Makar, that Dine Nefashis is Be'esr Vishloisha, is the Pasik, Veshafto Eda Vitzilo Eda. Stating that, he learned the Drasha a little bit differently. This takes places. And that is, it's not Veshafto Eda 10, Vitzilo Eda 10. It's Veshafto Eda Vitzilo Eda, it's the same Eda. And according to Rabbi Akiva, how much is an Eda? It's exactly 22. And you can't have an even number. That's how you end up with 23. Davkin Rabbi Yishmael's world. There you have to start being mechalek. This Eda is 10. That Eda is 10. They're not the same Eda. And that's why we need this convoluted drasha. Abiladaitet Rabbi Akiva could be he learned more pashit. It's the same Eda. And an Eda happens to be 22. It's gewaldig. Either it's 10 or 22. So if it's 10, so you need 10 plus 10 plus 2 plus 1. Faket. Abiladaitet Rabbi Akiva, it's much more pashit. Chazal even told it us. Because it's so simple. The number is, it says Eda. Eda is 22. And Ein Best in Shokel. My Steve Lay, my Dechot, as I said, Rabdavid Yoel Weiss. So just Lule de Mistafina, I think maybe you could add one Neufach to what Rabdavid Yoel Weiss says, just to add a Knech. And that is, if you look up the Pasuk says like this: Veshavtu ha'eda bein hamaka, ubein goyel hadam, ala mishpatim ha'ela. Next Pasuk, vihitzilu ha'eda, esaritzeach miyad goyel hadam, vehishivu oisei ha'eda. El ir meklata yashen nosham of a yashabad moisa koin gadol asher mosha choise b'shemen hakodesh. Right, this is where the Torah mentions the word eda twice, but I read it carefully. V'shaftu ha eda bein amaku bein goyel adam al mishpatim elo v'itzilu ha eda seritzech miad goyel adam v'ishivu oisai ha eda. The pasuk actually doesn't mention eda twice. The pasuk actually mentions eda three times. If you take a look at the sifri on this pasuk right here says a dover nifla darshe reshuois amru. The Darshei Rishumai said, Gimel Eidiyos, it says the word Eida three times, Aksuvim Beparisha, L'lamedcha, Shedinei Nefashos, Bishloishim, Nushita. So yesterday we had the Rai Mehemna 71. The Mishnah says 23. The Darshei Rishumoi said that you want to know how many members a Beis Din needs to be comprised of a Din and a Fashis, it has to be 30. Take a look at the Mefarshei HaSifri, and Pasha, there's no other way to learn the Sifri, it's because it says Eda three times. The Mishnah said, how do I know 23 Eda plus 2 plus 1? Abedaz, Nakhte. Sifri, really, if you look at the Pasuk, it really says Eda three times. So if it says Eda three times, so really, you know what the number has to be? Number has to be 30. Now, it's interesting, it's an even number, maybe it should have to be 31. Says this a Tana that holds even by Din and a Fashis? You don't need a Beis Din Shakel, something to think about. But the bottom line is, you see already there's a third mention of the word Eda. So really it's a kasha on the Tana of our Mishnah. If there's a third mention of Eda, so then it should be 30, like the Tana of the Sifri, like the Darshei Rishumais. The Teretz is, Rabbi Akiva held that really it's all one Eda. When it's the same Eda. There's an Eda. The Eda's going to paskin. And from that Eda, there's going to be Veshaftu, there's going to be Veitzilu, there's going to be Veheshivu. Because otherwise you have to dash an Eda not times two, Eda times three. But the bottom line is, it's the same Eda. And if it's the same Eda, you want to know what the Makar is going to be according to Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, Eda is 22. Because there were 24 Miraglim, Yatsu Yeshua Vekalev, Sad Masel Eda Raz, Nois is 22. Ein Beis Din Shakel, Maisif and Aleim, Oyd Echad. What you're going to end up with is 23.